commence primary ignition.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to yet another X-Wing podcast. I'm your host, Pete Lambro, and joined for the 100th time by Chris Daniel. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Can you smell what the YaxP is cooking?
No, we record over the internet, Chris. I can't smell what you're cooking at all. Is it eggplant? Or is that Sam's job?
That's a Tam Page's job.
Tam Page. Joining us also this week, our wayward prodigal son returns.
Yeah, for the 10th time.
The 10th time, Sam Page is here. Sam, how you doing?
I only appear on special anniversaries per my contract.
We'll see you in 100 episodes.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, no. Well, so the 200th episode is nothing to celebrate. So we'll see you at the 1,000th episode. Oh man, well, Sam, 100 episodes ago, when you said, "Hey, we should do a podcast," and I said, "Yeah, sure," and then I did it.
That's not how I remember it.
you don't remember saying that?
I think I said you should do a podcast.
Actually, that's true. That yeah, yeah,
I to be clear, said, I didn't bail. I was never truly.
He said, yeah, we were playing. I bet we were playing online. We were playing on the internet, and you said you should do a. You know, there should be a New York area podcast. So you should do a podcast, and an Evil Chris should be on it.
As yeah, like, well, because he's got a good made, laugh. I'd already made Evil Chris by his microphone.
Yeah,
you did
many
yeah.
years ago, mm-hmm. And then, you know, my idea of the perfect radio show is always you've got. The guy with the good voice, and then you got the guy with the good laugh, and then you got the guy who needles the guy with the good laugh, and I would be the needling guy. But you know, it's the least important job.
So. I like and to I'm, think I needle Chris plenty.
Oh yeah, sure. But and the guy with the good voice has a should always have a somewhat. I'm trying to think
this
of
the, is a very, this is very interesting behind the scenes. Like what the hell you were doing to us.
No, so there's a radio show in Nashville when I was growing up, a country music drive time morning show called The House Foundation. And this guy, Jerry House, had a great voice. And then he had a sidekick who had just an infectious laugh. And Jerry House would kind of like rag on the sidekick, and the sidekick would just like kind of take it. And Chris has that kind of personality. I didn't think about it this much, but this is kind of my subconscious. And then they had another guy who just had a crazy like Texas accent who would do the weather and traffic, and that's kind of my role. It's the weather and traffic. But you
actually,
guys,
that does bring us to our new segment, traffic and weather. On the 10th.
It's really cold here in Ann Arbor at 11 p.m. But
in a Texas accent, you have to speak now, Sam.
Yeah, yeah. you don't want to hear that. Yeah. Well, we're here, X Wing.
Well, howdy.
Yeah, but you guys have the right dynamic. You know, I think Chris is affable and he has a sense of humor and he rolls with the punches. And you've got the Casey Kasem pipes
and the editing.
I knew it'd be a superstar pairing. I'm like,
he holds it down.
You know, and I'm like Akon, where I signed Lady Gaga, and now I don't have to record ever again. I'm just fucking sitting on my royalties.
Sam, you are the straw that stirs the drink, sir.
Yeah, truly. Yeah.
Well, I also remember Chris was very skeptical of the idea, and he was like, "Yeah," he's like, "Yeah, I guess, right?" He's like, "We got to make Sam do it." He was like, very much like Sam has to do it too. Before I'll commit him. Anyway, so I'm excited. Worlds is this week, guys. This is gonna come out on Monday.
What?
Worlds. I'm flying to sunny Schaumburg, Illinois on Wednesday.
Schaumburg.
And then Thursday, we got the last chance qualifier. Friday, we got the main event. Saturday, more main event. And then Sunday, more main event. And also tons and tons of side events. There's the Unconventional Warfare League. There's the other AMG leagues. It's like Shatterpoint League and all that stuff is happening. There's there's like a teams event, like a duos X-Wing event that's sold out. I'm telling these things that you can't sign up for anymore. and then there's also there's a couple like mini tournaments on Sunday, just Sunday Swiss tournaments, like 3 or 4 round tournaments, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be there for all of it. I will be, like we talked about before, I'll be judging, so I will be there and present for all of it. And if you, dear listener, see me, come say hi. That'd be great. I would love to meet all of you.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
Nope. Here comes the me. We are going to start, though, this podcast like we've started every podcast, except maybe the first, I don't remember when we started doing the question of the week, but we're starting this podcast with the Star Wars question of the week. And this, Chris, it's a special one. You did a lot of legwork for this one.
Thank you very much.
I want to appreciate you. But the question of the week is, I want you to share with me your favorite X-Wing or Star Wars memory. Your favorite X-Wing or Star Wars memory. Who wants to go first?
I could go. I have a bunch, of course, you know, being a Star Wars fan. But one of the great joys that I had was, I think it was 2020. No, it was the first games after COVID. The first packs after COVID. I was playing Kylo with the bombers. Kylo mm-hmm. and the bombers and Tavsin. Kylo Breach and Tavsin and maybe someone else who knows. But anyway, I lost one match in cut. No, I lost one match in Swiss, and it was against Baron from New Jersey. And we've played each other very rarely, I found out, like actually in casual games and tournaments. So as soon as we saw each other, we were both pumped. We both had high energy. And Rode was kind of like, I think, newish at the time.
Sorry, just to table set here because I remember this event. This is the end of 2.0. So this is right before Scenarios. And right before the big list building change,
yes.
After Rode. So this event was using Rode as we best understood it, but it was not using the new list build. So it was like old list building, pre-standard loadouts, all that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
It was kind of a weird spot.
It was transitional, right? Yeah. And we were so pumped and excited. And before we would roll the dice for Rode, we were singing "Road Rules, Road Rules, Road Rules." So we would roll the dice. Yes, exactly. Both of us singing like in cohesion, and then "Road Rules, Road Rules," and then we had such an intense match that by the middle of it, because we were trying to keep the tradition of singing it, by the middle of it, we were like, "Road Rules, Road Rules." And then we faced each other again in the second round of the cut. Same exact thing. Road Rules, Road Rules. And then got so intense, close matches, great matches. I lost both.
You a little bit buried the lead then. Baron was like one of the only other FO players there, right? Like you and Baron are like longtime FO players, and you're always like giving each other the nod at FO events, and you were both playing FO.
Yeah, it was a little cannibalism at the time. But it was so much fun just singing that and being in cut, getting high within a tournament and then getting high ranks, excuse me, within a tournament and just being like and being like in a high kind of pressure environment with a cool friend, having a cool time, making the best of it. That was one of the best memories I had with it. X-Wing wise, at least. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
I remember that tournament too. I had a great time.
Good time. Someone knocked me out of it.
I think I gave you a loss, right? Didn't you have a bad matchup against me at the damn page?
Are you being coy with me, or you really have this bad of a memory?
No, he really has this bad of memory.
I think you actually that was a bad matchup for you. Sorry.
It's fine. I forgive you. I've moved on emotionally, clearly.
Second best memory, everybody, is just knocking Sam Page out. Oh!
That'd be very flattering if that were true, but I know it's not.
What's yours, brother?
I'll do one of each, if that's okay.
Do it.
Please, the floor is yours.
Do it.
Star Wars memory. I remember I was like, I turned 6, and we...
A few years ago,
and I went to Captain D's with my parents, which is a place where you can get like a $1 fried fish with a breadstick mm-hmm. on your birthday if you're a child. And my parents gave me a like a plain cardboard box with like three different Power of the Force action figures in them, including Nine Nub, who is my favorite character. And I remember thinking, like, three action figures is like, I mean, what could that possibly cost? $1 million? Like, you know, it was just mind blowing. It was like, it was like five Christmases at once or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's never topped that as a birthday, and I'll never try. Although I will go back to Captain D's if anyone wants to.
And I would love to go to Captain D's sometime.
We'll take
you. Sounds cool.
When we're both in the South.
Okay.
For X-Wing, I was just thinking, I don't know if this is my favorite, but I do remember when we went to Long Island for a store championship or regional or something. I think it was a store championship, and our friend Matthew had brought the Wookiee ship, the Ozatuck, which had just came out.
Oh, God.
And I think maybe the TIE SF came out around the same time or something like that.
All right.
There were two ships in that wave, and one was like everyone was excited about, and the other was the Ozatuck. And Matthew was really excited about the Ozatuck, and he talked about it all the time. And
he's a longtime Ozatuck head. I've always said
he made the cut. And then, like, even though he made the cut, those guys in Long Island, I remember, were like, didn't believe he had won the games that had gotten him into the cut. They thought it was like a clerical error because he was flying like Lowrick, Wolfraro, and Biggs, and then they all watched him like beat their friend, like just destroy him. I forget who, I don't know, but you know, yeah. And it was just like such a hilarious moment of like, here's one little, like, here's a guy who believed in his list. No one else even understood how it worked mechanically because it was like the first time Reinforce was in X-Wing, when I watched him like cancel four results in a row with a free evade, they were like, what? it was more of a Wild West back then where you could, if you're the first person to think through something, you could really blow people's
just
minds.
Like, just destroy the local meta by reading the cards. Yeah.
Yeah. It basically, it was like people couldn't fathom what reinforced it, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, now all this, like, I mean, you could go online, there's like math, like calculators, like for X-Wing probabilities and stuff that was probably starting to be available back then, but like not as like widely accessible. And also that was all, I don't know if it was like pre-Discord, but it was like, I mean, a lot of it was like Facebook still, right?
Right, right.
So like, yeah, the information dissemination was different.
Yeah, well, and I just remember those FFG articles when they would drop and it would get like 400 comments on a Facebook thread. That was kind of fun. And that was at the same time where I was like, you know, Matthew was like, I don't know, this Ozatuck seems pretty good. And we're like, no, log off.
Get a grip. All right, I'm up. All right. So my favorite, here's a problem on this podcast. I've told basically every story I have. My secret is I tell my stories pretty well, but I only have a limited number of them. except now everybody fucking knows all of them. Anyway, I say my favorite Star Wars memory has to be, so I was 10 years old when the re-releases happened, when the 97 special editions happened. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely told this part before. I didn't know Star Wars existed before that. It just never came up in my life. Like, I'd never seen or heard of Star Wars. And then my dad was just like, hey, come on, we're going to the movie theater. So he like just took us to the movie theater and sat us down. I hadn't seen a trailer. I didn't know what this was. I had no idea. I just sat down. My mind was just destroyed. I was completely wrecked. I saw Star Wars for the first time. I was like, that was incredible. And he's like, yeah, we're going back next month. There's another one. And I'm like, what? Because they did it like 1 month after the other. They just did. He was like, yeah, we'll come back next month. And I'm like, whoa, fuck. Okay. Ooh. And then I was like, just, I was hooked forever.
Nice. And,
just changed the course of my life entirely. Thanks, Dad. Shout out to my dad.
Shout out.
And then my favorite X-Wing memory has got to be that Gen Con we went to a couple years ago, Sam, where I got completely rolled. Right. I was flying Republic at a Gen Con, got completely wrecked. But on the specific day I was playing, I think it was like the Friday or Saturday or something like that, There was only one other Republic player in the tournament, right? So he and I defaulted to the top one and two Republic players of the day and got all the prizes. And he also was having a shit day. We were both like 0-3.
Yeah.
And then we got paired. And we, you talk to Chris before, you talk about how you and Barry were just having a bunch of laughs. I had never met this guy before. And I ashamedly can't remember his name. I think it was Will, maybe. We had so many laughs and such a good time. We were just like, let's just go for it. Let's just have a good time. Best man wins. D Yoon was judging. He came by. He was like, hey, listen, you guys are the only two Republic players. So here's your prizes, right? And he was like, nice. But there's only one damage deck. And he set it down on the table and he was like, gentleman's agreement. He's like, the winner takes the damage deck. And we were like, done. Sounds great. He had Sicko with not Sicko. He had a fucking Lat with barrage rockets on it, so he could do the thing where he could reroll his own barrage rockets with
nice
the fire convergence ability.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a great game. I ended up losing the game. I won the record to show that I lost that game fair and square, and he gave me the damage deck anyway because it was like a nice guy moment. And
very cool.
It was such a fun event. Shout outs to that terrible Gen Con loss and then one really great game.
Sam, is that when you tried the VCX thing or no?
No.
Gen Con?
No. That wasn't your ghost appearance? I felt like you tried a ghost in one of these.
No, well, my disastrous one was at Worlds.
Oh.
Oof. That was like Worlds 2019, though.
Yeah.
This was Gen Con like 2021.
That's recent. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's also where we played Star Wars Destiny.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Star Wars Unlimited. Shout out Star Wars Unlimited. I'm looking at my big pile of cards. I pulled several Boba Fetts.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh. I was curious about that one. I'm not to get too off track, but Peng has been luring me into Star Wars Unlimited, and then I was like, you could have a Boba Fett deck. And so,
I went down to the Mawa game store today to just pick up, and I was picking up other stuff. I was picking up fucking Warhammer stuff. And the owner, Kenny, was like, oh, Pete, hang on. I got a booster box in. You want it? I'm like, yep, I'll take it.
Yeah.
What a box. But this is not all the answers we have, guys. So Chris reached out to many friends of this podcast and local community members to involve them in our very special celebration of 100 episodes of Star Wars Questions of the Week / podcast in general. So we have a bunch of folks sent in and shared their best X-Wing or Star Wars memory. So we're going to listen to some of them now. I apologize if we don't get to everybody's. We're going to get to a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see where it takes us, all right?
Awesome sauce.
All right, you ready? So first up, we have friend and frequent guest host of this podcast, Andrew Lewinsky. Here he is.
What's up, Yaxby? It's Andrew Lewinsky here. So first, I want to congratulate you guys on hitting 100 episodes. It's quite the achievement. Keep up the great work. You guys are the best out there at the moment. So, keep it all up. So, I'm trying to think. My favorite X-Wing memory. It might be the time that I I tabled Brett Freeman at an ECG event. That was a really fun memory. all the memories of hosting PAX Unplugged's X-Wing events, they've grown every single year. They're definitely great memories. But I think one of the memories that really lasts with me the most is the time that Drew Brody and I, at the last World's Championships before the COVID lockdown, I believe it was the first 2.0 World's Championships, we were scrambling around the morning of the epic tournament to try to find as many Upsilons as we possibly could field. I think we got up to 7 Upsilons, but it was a great time. We were just chucking red dice the entire time and just steamrolled everything, and we ended up winning the epic tournament just having good old-fashioned, old-school X-Wing, let's throw dice at each other. And that was, you know, definitely one of the best memories I've ever had, you know, and the community coming together to help us find all these Upsilons just so they could see it happen. But hands down, probably one of my favorite memories of all time. So congratulations, Pete, Sam, Chris. Keep up the great work. You guys are the best.
Wow. That rocked, man. Seven Upsilons. I'm so jealous. Like, he has.
I'm jealous too. Yeah. Imagine having that much money to be able to afford seven Upsilons.
Look, I remember
you did just buy Warhammer stuff, didn't you?
don't say that too loud. My wife will hear you.
But I remember
like that he said it's the best podcast at the moment. You know, don't get too right. comfortable.
Don't get comfortable. Fucking. Okay. I also like that he brought up beating Brett, because that is a theme that's going to take us into the next one. Next up is from Brett Freeman, also frequent co-host of this podcast. Brett, take it away.
So like everyone else, I've met some great people playing X-Wing. Truly some of the best friends I've ever had. But if I had to pick a top memory, it might be when Sam Page, host of this here podcast, beat me at the top table of a hyperspace trial. Or maybe it was when Sam Page knocked me out of the cut at Kappa Cup, or when he knocked me out of the last LCQ, or maybe when he beat me in the first round of PAX. Okay, I've got it. My number one memory in X-Wing will be when I finally beat Sam Page. Then I can retire.
I think of the final table of Worlds this year.
That's right. This year. This is going to happen. Brett's going to finally beat Sam. Probably not, but maybe. Didn't you guys play Last Worlds too? Did he just say that? He knocked you out last year?
Yeah, did he mention that one?
Sam, are you like his arch nemesis? I feel like Brett plays such intense matches wherever, because he gets so far. It's like everything gets crazy at the end because he's that good. He usually gets to the end. So shout out to you, Brett.
I feel like the last couple ones, he's been beating me, and then something preposterous has happened to bail me out just because God wants to keep this gag going, I think.
I also think that. I think it's in God's best interest to keep this, because it's really funny for me, and it's great content.
Yeah, I feel bad for this country, but it's tremendous content.
Like Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon, you know, you just putting them down.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. I don't know who those people are, but
God,
I don't feel good about it.
You're the Jimmy Kimmel, and probably no one gets the reference.
I'll take your
or reason. They might. Hey-o. All right.
We're moving on, gang. We are moving on. Next up is going to be our friend Crispy Patrick. Send in his best X-Wing memory, and here it is.
My favorite X-Wing memory has to be essentially the whole trip of Nova 2022. It was the first big sort of X-Wing trip that I had by myself, that I wasn't like traveling with family or friends. And I got to meet a whole bunch of people there that I had met online. It was the first time that I was going to Nova at all. And it was a whole sort of overwhelming experience for me, and then I ended up winning the whole thing, so that was the cherry on top.
Wow, Crispy, great memory, man. We love it.
Crispy is hopefully Crispy's coming to Worlds, obviously, and I listen, Crispy, we're rooting for you. I hope that Worlds goes for you as well as that Nova win for you.
And we hope,
however,
yeah,
he'll be competing with some other folks, like frequent guest of this podcast, Duncan Howard, who also sent in his X-Wing memory, and here is Duncan's. And then we're going to pop over to some local folks.
Hey-o.
Here we go. Here's Duncan's.
This is Duncan Howard. Let's see. My favorite X-Wing memory would probably have to be my first store championship win, because that kind of just set off like the whole competitive bug and allowed me to meet, you know, a bunch of friends that I've, you know, had for, oh God, 9 years now. But also I'd probably be just playing this game with my older brother, Jeremy, you know, brought us closer. We traveled the country playing in tournaments and, you know, got to do a lot of stuff, cool stuff together I never would have done otherwise. Thanks, Jeremy.
Oh, that's cool, man. And that's like, I don't know. I know we sound like broken records, but that's what X-Wing's about, the community. And this guy got to do it with his family. God bless.
Shout out to Jeremy, who knocked me out of a PAX 1 year.
I liked that memory because my first games of X-Wing were with my brother, right? Like he did not get into it the way I got into it, like very specifically. Right. He's more of a board gamer than like a tabletop like minis gamer. He didn't have any interest in like expanding and list building, and like the triggers were always like a little tricky. But yeah. he's Hey, we're playing Star Wars Unlimited now. He loves card games, right? So, but yeah, so, but I relate to that. Thank you, Duncan, for sharing. We're going to do a couple of local folks now. So first up, we have Brian Collis. This is Brian C. from East Coast Gamer. Is going to share.
Killer B. Memory. Killer B.
Okay, so my favorite X-Wing memory. We were at a campaign against cancer event. We were playing a six-person Loop and Chewie before pairings were up. The 501st was there in all their costumes. And this TIE pilot walks up to us without saying anything and just takes the last spot. Without a word, he sits there and just beats us all three straight games and then just walks away. I say to the guy next to me, holy crap, I think that was Soontir Fell. And some random stormtrooper walking by chimes in saying, I'm not saying it's not Soontir Fell.
That's very cool.
It's a pretty good comedy bit from that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy knows.
I could definitely hear Pete saying that. It's saying, I'm not saying it's not Soontir Fell.
You're not going to catch me in a stormtrooper outfit. Not that I'm like opposed to cosplay, I just won't fit into a stormtrooper outfit. Aren't you a little fat for a stormtrooper, they would say to me.
I got the short part down.
Whoa. All right, next up we're gonna listen to Keith, Keith Wong, who's been on this podcast before. He has helped, he has guested on this podcast. So Keith, his favorite X-Wing memory.
Hey Chris and Pete, it's Keith. Congrats on the 100th episode. Now on to your question, favorite X-Wing related memory. The first tournament that I ever attended, the first event I ever attended for X-Wing, was a hyperspace trial up in Nyack, New York. 64 people, packed out, super fun. Lots and lots of great friends made that day. Lots of lessons learned. Didn't win a match, but had a blast, and I've been addicted ever since. The community is amazing and always continues to be, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Again, congrats on your 100th episode. Thanks for having
me. Go Keith. Go Keith. Sam, is that the one where you flew tugboats in Nyack?
Yeah, I think so. No, no. Oh. Nyack was Ahsoka and Anakin. That's the thing Brett was referring to.
Keith talking about his first tournament experience makes me think of my first. This is definitely a story I've told on the podcast before, where Sam, my very first tournament game was against you, and you were flying some scum generic bullshit that would be totally illegal now.
Love
bunch of M3As with ion and tractor and stuff. God,
it's so good.
And I think Nom Lum, because Hotshots 1 had just come out.
Yes.
And then. Yes. And I remember two very specific things. One, you tractored my B-Wing onto a rock immediately. like the very first engagement, I was like so proud. I was like, I have this B-Wing, I have 10 numb here. He just threw his ass on a rock. And then the other thing I remember is in between rounds, you had to go buy an M3A from B-Stret, so you'd have another dial. You were using like a dial app for the first round.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was my... when I had all the store credit, so I could do things like that, flex on it.
Priceless.
All right. Next up is another local, another friend of this podcast too. We have Katoff, who's been on a bunch of times. So Katoff is going to tell us his best X-Wing memory, and spoiler alert, it has to do with his boys in the KFC.
Oh,
so I have two favorite memories. The first one being, our first hyperspace trial together that we all played in. This is actually predates when we were actually called KFC, but that was the catalyst for our team name and the t-shirt designs, so that holds a special place in my heart. But also my other fondest memory in X-Wing is when we went to an East Coast Gamers tournament. There was about 9 of us, and this was like the first time that we had unveiled the t-shirts that our friends Kevin and Ruby had made for us, and it was just amazing just seeing everybody, you know, all the whole KFC crew in full force and placing really well at the tournament. It was vindication that we were practicing correctly and doing things right. Yeah.
Crap, I thought he had two. Oh well.
Thought he had two what? Two memories?
Yeah, I thought he had two. I'm sorry.
Think again. He just had one best memory. He picked the best one.
And he had his gang colors. Wearing his gang colors, man.
You want someone who's got two of something. How about Ryan Double Party Bus Becker's best X-Wing memory? Here he is.
Running Becker.
Nope.
Why are we playing this? We shouldn't be playing this.
So I've played Star Wars miniatures for a long time, since first edition. And, you know, everywhere I've moved a lot, from New York to Alabama to Philadelphia. I've found a great community of people that are super into the game, super accepting, super willing to sit down and, you know, chat about the game, but also debate the finer points of the extended universe and what it really means to have pilot skill or pilot initiative and to develop cool alt art and to just kind of be there to keep the game going. And so, you know, that's my favorite memory, is just the dorks I've met along the way.
Sam, you want to go? Come on.
It speaks for itself.
I'm just saying, you were mean, and then he said a sentimental thing, and that's pretty funny to me.
First of all, him saying a sentimental thing is the biggest joke of all. I mean, he's really having a laugh on our expense.
And
this guy's very tall. He could beat me up at Worlds if he wasn't so nice.
I mean, he's done a good thing. He keeps moving, and he keeps moving further away from us. So if he keep up that trend, Becker, because we don't need you close to us, man. You go far.
No, what? Fuck you guys. I love Becker. I would love if he lived closer to me. What are you talking about?
That's why they call him Running Becker, you know, RB.
They don't call him that.
That's the word on the street, Pete. That's all.
Actually, let me tell you, the other night when I wanted to jump into your TTS room, I didn't want to ask you what the password was, so I had Sam decode it for me.
Yeah.
It's God incredible, Lord. How I can guess all your passwords. I'm really in your head. And I wish
I think
it's a scary place to be.
Pretty good mind meld going on. I made a game for Ryan Becker the other day, and he was like, I'm looking for Boss Ness. I'm like, no, it's Dexter Jetster today.
Yeah.
That would be yours, yeah. Becker, we love you. Keep it going.
All right. Next up is our last local. We have Rob Neisler, who again has been on this podcast. Rob Neisler from Liberty Squadron podcast/ from Philadelphia area. Anyway, Rob, here he goes. Rob, actually, the only person who submitted a Star Wars memory, not an X-Wing memory. So shout outs, Rob. Here it is.
Hey, Yaxby. It's Rob from Liberty Squadron. Thank you so much for inviting me on for this little segment. My favorite Star Wars moment, it's hard to pick one, but my mind keeps going back to The Force Awakens. There was a lot of positive energy and excitement and hope both before and after that movie came out, and I miss that energy. And it was especially important because my daughter saw it when I brought that movie home, and she fell in love with Rey, and it was really, really cool seeing what I loved through her eyes. It made it really special.
Oh, wow, that's so touching. That's so cool.
Yeah, that is a good one. And I actually very recently, my kids have both had a moment like this, mm-hmm. where they just say to me one day, they're like, I want to watch Star Wars. And I'm like, are you sure? Because it's boring, right? I'm like, you're three. Like, I cannot imagine you would be interested in this, right? And they're like, no, I want to watch it. And then they just end up glued to the TV screen for like a while.
Nice. Way longer.
The funniest one was when my daughter, who's now eight, when she was 4 or 5, and she's like, Dad, let's watch Star Wars. And I was like, all right. And I was like, there was no singing and it's not a cartoon. And she's like, no, that's fine. And then she was sat like still glued to the TV until Luke is like barreling down the Death Star trench. Han shows up, shoots Vader and the TIE fighters, right? And he's like, oh, go ahead, let's blow it up. And she's like, yeah, we can turn it off now. And I'm like... I'm like, no, I'm like, this is the end. Let's just watch the end. And she's like, all right. And then, so like, blows up the Death Star. She goes, oh, good. And then,
she says, oh, good.
Yeah. She's like, oh, good. Good for them. And then the medal ceremony happens. And she goes, oh, who's Princess Leia going to marry?
Nice.
So that's a wedding scene.
That's a flawless bit by your daughter to pretend she was interested up to the climax and then try to turn it off.
She's such a fucking giga Chad. What a kid. What a top tier kid. Anyway,
you
thank
know, when you
Rob
said there's no singing in those movies, but the version I have, there's a lot of singing. I keep singing this beer ad.
Oh yeah, the Cerveza Cristal. That bit is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Oh my god, for that reason alone, Twitter needs to keep going. So next we have a couple more. We have some extended friends of the podcast here. So we'll do JJ first. So JJ's from the Planning Phase Syndicate. He has been on this podcast before, and we have been on the Planning Phase Syndicate before. So here's JJ's favorite X-Wing memory, and buckle up, it's a bat rep.
My favorite X-Wing memory comes from a Nickel City game where it was Navi versus Andrew Block, and Navi was running a Chewie Falcon list for the Resistance, followed by a bunch of Colossus Station mechanics running the Fireball with Dead Man Switch. Andrew Block was running Rebel Aces, which was Leia with Luke and Ahsoka. This was back during the 2.0 days. Navi was ahead on points and was able to reduce Luke and Ahsoka down to one hull, and in a brilliant move, was able to get a limping Colossus Station mechanic to execute a maneuver in front of an obstacle, then slam, revealing a stun pilot. He slammed over the obstacle and places his station mechanic in front of Luke and Ahsoka, both of which are range one of the mechanic, and was able to roll for the damage, causing the mechanic to explode and deal a Dead Man Switch one damage to both Luke and Ahsoka and kill both of them during the activation phase. Easily one of the greatest maneuvers I've ever seen.
Talk about dead man walking. I love that. I had a similar experience at ECG where I did a move with the old school Torani. Had a dead man switch over. Dead man switch did a, and this was to get undefeated at ECG. Dead man switch does a move over a rock, and I could see it was against Chance, and I could saw the other big Lib Squadron guys watching, and they're like, why is this guy going, the Libs. They're watching. They're like, why is this guy going over the rock? And then all of a sudden, the Dead Man Switch kicks off, kills or get Vader one health. But that's a cool ass. Talk about like kamikaze. That's really cool.
That reminds me, Evil Chris. I don't know if you remember our friend John D.
Oh, wow. Evil John.
One of his regional, yeah, the guy who actually, the genesis of the Evil Chris nickname, Evil John, who one of his first edition run the table regional wins when he was flying Ghost Fin or whatever. And in the final, his opponent got that stunned pilot, the original one, where you couldn't bump into other ships or you take a damage. Mm-hmm. And John procced the stun pilot by deploying the attack shuttle from the ghost behind him.
Wow.
His opponent ran into Zeb and died.
Wow.
That's how he won the regional.
That is slick.
And I did that against him in a practice match. So I was just like in the car on the way home going, I taught him that like 40 times.
Sure, Grandpa.
Yeah, I probably didn't.
John was, right. He was one of the best people in the Northeast, I think, at the time.
He still is. He's not dead.
There you go.
He's one of the best dentists in the Northeast.
Whoa! at the moment. Stuff. I should go to him for this dental implant I need.
He did move upstate, so.
Well, I also live upstate, but upstate's a big, it's a big upstate. It's a big state, actually.
I don't know.
Shaped like a New York is shaped like a dog head. Where does he, I don't know where he lives on the dog's head. I live in the neck.
Listen, me and Chris only know the collar, baby.
Yeah, right. Just above the collar. I work in the collar. Anyway, all right. So our last two, we have some extended friends of the podcast. So first we're going to do Dwight. I met Dwight at Worlds last year. We had a great conversation that we met again at Nova. He is a big community booster up in Canada. I know he has a podcast up there called Natties, the Natties podcast.
Natties.
Anyway, good dude. He gave me one of my favorite Altar cards, which is like this like metal Count Dooku card. It's very cool. But here we go. Here's Dwight's favorite X-Wing memory.
My favorite X-Wing memory is probably going back to when I first started playing the game. I've been collecting since 2014, roughly when the game first came out. I was collecting the models, but not really playing the game. And then about 2.5 years ago, when I moved into my house, my wife said, "No, you either got to get rid of these models or start playing the game." And I remember reaching out on Facebook, trying to find the local community group, and which I did. and going into the store with all my 1.0 stuff, and the guys just laughing. And now, to this day, those guys are some of my closest friends. We play 2-3 times a week. We go to tournaments together. And just the community aspect and, you know, how it feels having a group of people that you're all into the same thing and get each other's weird jokes and humor and helping each other out along the way, whether it's list building or strategies for the game. So that's my favorite memory.
Go Canada. Go Dwight. Represent.
All right. Our very last one comes from across the pond from Tim from the Sith Taker podcast. And I'm going to let Tim speak for himself. Take it away.
Hey, Yaxby. This is Sith Taker Tim from the Sith Taker Snapshots podcast. Congratulations on getting to episode 100. Here's hoping for many more. So what is my favorite memory from X-Wing? That's a pretty tough for me to answer. I think it's got to be about the people and the events. That's why I certainly keep playing. I've had many great memories, be it the events where I've made cut, especially Paris this year, but we also had the 500-600 player system open in Milton Keynes, where the lights went out and players were trying to play on by torchlight.
Wow.
For me, I think my favourite memory has got to be the 2019 World Championship in Minnesota. This was my first taste of X-Wing World Championship. I had made the trip across the pond with my good friend and co-host Ben. I got to meet loads of, who I now consider very good friends, from across the X-Wing globe. Especially the Canadians, Brendan, Cam, Devon. It was great farming prize tickets with you all, especially when we were sat across the road eating dinner. Hope to see you all in Chicago in a few days. If you get a chance, come and say hello.
Timmy, that rocks, man. Can you imagine if that happened like around here with the lights would go out? I bet you everybody would freak out over here. It's cool memories.
I don't know if I would freak out, but I also don't know if I would stay and try to play by flashlight.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
I lied. There was one. We have one more local person. I'm very sorry to have skipped this one. We have one more local person. We have Lauren, who's also from the East Coast Gamers. So Lauren plays with Brian and some of the other folks that we have played earlier. So we also have Lauren's very last one. And I have a funny story about Lauren after this memory. So here is Lauren.
Well, lads, I'm in the lovely March sun recollecting all of our X-Wing festivities. And you know I'm the basic bomb queen. So all I think about when I think of X-Wing and all of our adventures together are, you know, scattering the board with a bunch of bombs and watching everybody's reaction to that. But beyond that, my favorite thing about X-Wing and the Star Wars little universe that we've collaborated upon is the community between ECG, all of our New York boys, all of the New Jersey boys, all the random festivities going down to North Carolina. Those are the memories for me, the community and all of us coming together and, you know, making me feel good about being a part of it.
Very cool. I know you guys have played Lauren, but she is always so well known for freaking, when you see her at an event, it's like, oh crap, I am going to play a list that has about 50 million proximity mines.
Yep.
And yes, and she just,
and that's exactly the story I wanted to tell. So you guys remember when Hera first came out and that one like token generating list won an event and everyone freaked out?
Yeah.
Well, so I brought that to a local B-Strat tournament and I was like, let's see if I can just brain off, do well with this. Turns out mostly yes. But also Lauren and I got paired up. It's the first time we had ever played. And she set up, it was like five generic scum Y-Wings, right? And I was like, all right, but she set them up in this kind of like straight line across the opposite edge, kind of taking up 2/3 of the board or so, right? Turn one, 4K. Then they all drop prox mines. Then they like all bank and drop more prox mines. So there's just this like wall of proximity mines that I cannot cross. Mm-hmm. I can't, like, it's just, the board has just become this like narrow lane, this like L shape I have to go around. It was nuts.
Yeah. I had a similar experience with her on top of that. And then I remember it was like navigating through a maze, like going through. And then I remember we played again. So I kind of expected some crazy proximity mine thing. And then I remember, I think I had Kylo and I was just like, well, maybe it was someone, but I think it was Kylo. I was like, screw this. I'm just taking the damage, and I got to try and clear a lane. But she also mentioned her crazy trips in North Carolina, which gets me very jealous because I never, I'm 99.9% sure she is talking about Grey Cup, and I never got to play in any of those, and those were sounded like a great team event that I would have loved to have been a part of.
Well, who would be on your team, Chris? That's what the world wants to know.
So hello. It's just it's Sam and Pete. I mean, you know.
You're not going to catch me in North Carolina.
We're doing it. We're putting maybe, you in. Maybe. We're bringing you. We're bringing you.
All right. That's it. When you get to Worlds, you just got to bother Chris Allen. That's surely the thing he wants to think about and talk about is when he's going to host another one of those events while he's busy with world stuff, right?
I do have a real quick, a cool memory at the same one that I played with Baron with Chris Allen. It's the first time I played him. I was like, holy crap. I was like, this is Chris Allen. You know, I was like, holy crap. And he was so cool. I had a Kylo list. He had a Vader list. We had so much fun.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, exactly. We had so much fun playing that we were going back and forth. I was like, oh, Grandpa, it's your turn, meaning Grandpa like Vader. And I was this is how you treat me, Grandpa. This is how you treat me. So we kept going back and forth with grandson and grandpa. Such a cool time. Keep it up, Chris.
All right. Again, thank you, everybody, for sending in your memories. I appreciate it. Chris, just to quell your concerns in the chat here, I'm gonna make sure everyone's audio is even when I edit it. Don't worry.
We got you. It's all good. You're God among insects. The opposite of Sam.
That's the past, guys. That's the Star Wars question of the week. That's everybody's favorite X-Wing Star Wars memories. But that's all the past. Well, we got to look forward to the future. Worlds is this week. Sam, what are you flying?
So, loaded question. Do you have any ideas?
Nope. I think you should fly the Ghost, man.
Yeah, I've been practicing against you two. Almost exclusively against you two. It is an unusual amount of practice for me for a list.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm going to play tomorrow in person with the Michigan boys. So I'll have a little time to decide whether to bail.
as long as you don't hit rocks like you do with me, then you'll be fine.
Yeah,
I think
some of my worst internet X-Wing.
In our past two games, Chopper hasn't shot, which is like crazy.
Yeah. Not
good. I think Sam is he's not a TTS guy, and I give you credit for trying and get reps that way. But once you're on a mat, you have very good visuals. Your large ship presence will be fine, I believe.
Yeah, I wonder. I'm wondering tomorrow if I'll have like an aha moment. Either I don't want to fly this, or I should fly this because I did fly pretty much exclusively in imps for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I earned my various invites to Worlds. So
I will say I've been really liking that list. I most recently flew against you. I flew it against Ryan as well. That Vader, Battle Over Endor, Jendin, Tomax, and then Vizier with Palp is pretty potent stuff.
Yeah, that's super. That's like probably one of the strongest imps lists. Or
I can't get on board with Jendin, even though I would love to fly a card that says Chiss on it because I have a Thrawn template tree.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, but, you're rocking a real raging Thrawner over there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Picking up what you're putting down. But I don't. I mean, how interesting is my existential unraveling going to be at the end of this episode? But
very.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Here's the thing. So I've been playing a lot of like Rebel lists, trying to get the Ghost to work in different contexts, but I consider it all useful practice anyway for all the other ships in the list, even if I mm-hmm. don't take the Ghost.
Right.
So I could just fly a more conventional Rebel list, or I could bail to Empire. That's my other thought. Those are my only options.
I think Rebels, definitely, because you've been having good reps, and you did do good with the small ships also. So if you don't the Ghost. Yeah,
particularly those A-Wings you've been doing really well with.
Annoying.
I love the A-Wings, yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, I mean, Chopper easily becomes two more A-Wings, right?
Yeah.
He'd become Gemmer and Wedge or Kao, whichever one you don't already have, right?
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, it was pretty good, right? Yeah. I mean, we saw that
try to get
we saw that both. Last year at Worlds, right? We saw Bartosz, right? Take Boy Han and four A-Wings really far.
Right, right. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. I mean, I think I wonder, I could see someone doing that with Lando this year.
Even though right, yeah. Well, yeah, no, Lando Chris. For sure. Could be what? Could be you?
No, no, I've been telling Chris Lando isn't that good, but. He could be.
Someone posted a clever Lando thing this morning. Or just this afternoon, maybe on Discord somewhere, where they were like, the real Lando secret is to bring gas clouds and just throw yourself over a gas cloud early to gain one ion token and then just get rerolls the rest of the game.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. That's pretty funny.
Because you don't get ionized from one. You just hold on to one ion token that you have a red token. Therefore, you always get rerolls.
Until he gets three and then he's stuck doing an ion maneuver. Like... And then everyone just knows where he's going, and then he just gets pulverized.
Classic.
Shatter the dream, man. I'm here to shatter the dream. Sam, go Rebels.
Chris, what are you flying? Are you pivoting to imps like a coward?
Little.
That's a fucking yes.
Put the billboard on because I have sold out. I have pivoted to imps. I'm doing Rack, Jenden. Tomax and Death I'm on fire. Then if Rack I match
Jenden.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Chris, I don't know. Is that good?
No, but it's fun.
Okay. All right, good. I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but if you want to see the end of the LCQ, I don't think that's it.
It's definitely not as good as that meta, which I would love to hear what you think is stronger than that. Then Jenden.
I think that's a lot of heat. I mean, that's a lot of damage, but it's a lot of Jenden or Rack could die, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So if they kill more than,
Well, people have a reticence to fly 4-ship lists. And I always respect when people do, and also 3-ship lists. So that's even crazier. And
that's hard. That's what she said.
And 4-ship lists, you know, you have the like, you can only have X number of points be killable and still hope to not give up 20. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in your list, everything's pretty killable. You know, you don't have much agility in your list, and Jenden has agility, but Jenden burns shields. Jenden's, you know, burns through mods on offense. So Jenden can die too.
But I like
it's a lot of good pieces, I guess.
I like Shenanigans list, and this has the troopers, it has Deathfire doing fun stuff, and then Jenden doing his semi broken stuff. So
you gotta get all your triggers tattooed on your arm so you don't forget. Tattooed like right on your forearm.
I feel like the last time I played in person was I flew Rack. What was that? PAX?
PAX. Yeah. He did well with Rack.
Yeah, and it's funny because my list actually could pretty much was the one that wasn't nerfed because I was already flying a completely useless Major Rimer with no barrage rockets or bombs. Mm-hmm. So I could just take my list again. But yeah, I kind of came off Rack, not for any like meta reason, just like I just
it's like you did it. You did Rack and now you're moved on.
Well, I just always feel like Vader. I want to do like a 5-ship list with Vader.
You've got your fancy ghost in hand too. That's what all the like that. You're not just some like guy who's like, it's Worlds time. Let me pivot to the ghost. Actually, that's not true. You are that guy.
I'm that guy historically.
But this time it's because you have a really nice Sabine theme painted ghost.
Yeah,
that is like finally in your hands.
From our friend at Enigma Wargaming, painted my Worlds list for me, so I could at least win best painted ships, maybe.
Maybe.
Tough field.
I can't vote for you though. It's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, of course. But you should. But you should. You should.
I'm going to vote for Chris.
No, but it's. I don't know. I was kind of bummed for a while. Part of why I didn't want to come on the podcast. I mean, a lot of it was because I didn't want to wake up Bert, but also, you know, I just like AMG hadn't released a release in a while, so I was kind of in a rut. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
And the, you know, getting the painted ghost is kind of
rejuvenate,
hyped up for worlds. Yeah, so maybe I should just and I love the idea that you can fly a ghost in a five ship. It's just so silly.
It's bananas. It's like, yeah, I you know, I kind of wish there was like more like hype posts for the prizes and stuff. And I am sure there's reasons. Like,
do you know what they are?
I'm sure there's technical reasons that they haven't shared stuff like that, but I don't know. I don't know the reasons, no.
The mystery is not
prizes.
It's strange. I mean, it's not like I wouldn't come to Worlds, but it is kind of strange.
Yeah, I kind of just wish there was more like, I'll get hyped, look at these dice, get hyped, look at this other stuff. There is like a, they did share like the prize menu, right? So you know how much stuff is going to cost. Right.
Get your lanyards.
Yeah, lanyards. But I mean, like, listen, acrylic tokens for 5 tickets is not bad. Dice for 10 tickets. Because remember, you're getting 5. So if you're playing in LCQ or you're playing in the Worlds event, you're getting minimum 20 tickets for those events. You're getting 5 per game. You get a bonus 1 per win. And then Worlds is a 5-round day, so you can walk away with 30 if you win all your games, right? Which is quite a bit, right? And then if you signed up for any of the leagues, you can rack up to 24 tickets a day in league play. That's in addition to your tournament play.
So for LCQs, I could get, you're saying 20 tickets and then an additional ticket for each win?
Yeah, so you can walk away from LCQ. If you win all 4 rounds of LCQ, you get 24 tickets. You get 5 per game played plus 1 if you win.
There's 5 rounds of, actually, is there 5 rounds of LCQ?
Maybe. I if I'm being honest, I don't 100% know. I thought it was 4 rounds.
Okay.
But okay. I don't quote me on that. I don't know.
It could be. Let's, yeah.
Quick, go to Adepticon. Event schedule. Here it is. Ah, I'm in the schedule. Category. Star Wars. The Exquisite Wing.
Exquisite guy.
Last Chance Qualifier says, there will be 4 Swiss rounds.
Ooh, nailed. Wow. Oh, crap. Okay.
Currently, that is at 106 tickets sold, which indicates that there will be 7 people advancing to the main event from there. Top 7 will advance.
Wow. All right.
Every 16 players, they add another invite. So, I don't know. Very exciting stuff. Very exciting stuff. I made like my packing list today for Worlds. I'm so excited. I'm leaving in, now it's after midnight. I'm leaving in like 2 days, guys. Ooh, I'm not ready to be leaving. My Ewoks aren't painted yet.
Nah, you're leaving like in 3 days.
Well, it's yeah.
Well, so but, well no,
this I guess is gonna go up yeah. on Monday.
2 days. Wink, wink. Yep. Yes.
But yeah, I gotta. Ooh, boy, I gotta bring a bunch of shit.
I'm going to pack early. Hey, guys, remember, get a checklist. Pack everything because you don't know if, in case you forget upgrades. Bring doubles of target locks. Do your thing. Ain't no thing but chicken wang. Right, Sam?
Very important tournament reminder for everybody. Bring a snack. I have already purchased my trail mix. And Chris, I purchased a multi-compartment snack container that has the Mando and Grogu and the Razor Crest on it.
Oh, God. Got some bad news, guys. My cat, as I'm looking at him, is doing something I think potentially inappropriate to my bag that I am using.
All right. This has been episode 100. Hope we never change, I guess. Chris Daniel, thanks for joining me. Sam Page, thanks for joining me. Everyone, we will see you at Worlds. Please come say hi to me. Don't be shy. Come tell me I suck at podcasting, or just say hey. That's, you could be nice about it. You don't have to be mean. I'm very nice, I promise. Anyway, I've been your host, Pete Lambert. This has been yet another X-Wing podcast. We will be back for episode 101 after Worlds. We find out who won. And we get the winner on this podcast. Chris, you're coming on the podcast when you win Worlds, right?
Of course. What?
Fantastic. All right. We will catch you next time. Bye-bye.